you know, I invest in Las Vegas and California, right? Yeah. Let's just take California, for example. A self-storage anywhere decent is going to cost millions of dollars. Like millions, for sure. Like those public storage. I don't know if they have those brands in New York. You know what I'm talking about? Public storage. Mm-hmm. Like, so how can someone get into self-storage if they don't have a ton of money?
Yeah, so I don't target the big dogs, right? So public storage, extra space, U-Haul, right?
Yeah.
That's the competition for me. I actually go after mom and pop independent self-storages. So
okay.
80% of self-storages that's out there right now are still in the mom and pop. So you might have an independent Sal self-storage, Franklin self-storage, right?
Okay.
These independent mom and pop baby boomers that's been owning facilities for 30, 40 years and they're ready to get out of the business, those are the type of facilities that I buy. And then, you know, some small and mid-sized facilities is a target.
Got it. But how do you find them?
So a few ways. Number one would be a website called bizbuysell.com.
Okay.
So that's a business brokerage website.
Yeah.
Where you have people that list their businesses that's for sale. So self-storage is not only real estate, it's a small business.
Okay.
So most people that own storage facilities and they tie and they're ready to sell, they'll get with a business broker and they'll list it on a website like BizBuySell. So you go on that website, get with a broker, start searching for facilities. You can go to LoopNet, Crexy, List Self Storage. So it's a lot of platforms online. But what I really do on the back end is we just cold call. So off-market self-storage is one of the platforms. We'll pull a list of the leads, right?
Yeah.
So similar to PropStream where you can pull a list of leads and we'll filter it down to self-storage, skip trace, get the phone numbers, and then just cold call every single day who's looking to sell their facility, any mom and pop. And that's how we do that every single day.
Got it. Okay. So when you are doing this, are you targeting New York or like – are you targeting like Oklahoma, like cheaper markets? Yeah. Like where do you think is like the best places to go?
So right now my market is Pennsylvania and upstate New York.
Okay.
So at first I was all over the place. You know, when I first got started sell stores, like I bought a facility in Tennessee. I was doing things in different places, but now I'm just strictly focused on Pennsylvania. So my most recent acquisition, we bought three facilities in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You know, submarkets. So that's my focus right now, upstate New York and then Pennsylvania, you know, submarkets.
Okay, why those markets?
It's cheaper. You know, you in the city, you know, Vegas, I'm pretty sure, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm assuming Vegas is going to be super expensive if you're in the city. New York City for sure.
You know,
and then there's a lot of competition with the extra space, the public storage. They're going into the inner cities and buying up, and it's tough to compete with them because they got a bunch of cash.
Yeah.
So when you go in the outskirts, you'll be able to get it cheaper, but also, when we buy self-storage, we want to go where the people are going. So in New York, when the pandemic happened, a lot of people started to move out of the city, right?
Yeah.
So they move into New Jersey, they move into Pennsylvania, they moving out, so it's cheaper. But when people move and they relocate, they rent out self-storage facilities. So we just follow wherever the people go, wherever they're going. And a lot of people are moving on the outskirts, so we just get those facilities on the outskirts.
Okay. Can you break down like a typical self-storage deal, like numbers-wise? Like what are you looking for? Yeah.
So I'll use one that we just did, you know, the most recent one, which has been within the last 6 months. It was three storage facilities, a total of 240 units.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, like I said, $850,000 was the price that I negotiated. It's worth $1.5 million, but I got it for $850,000.
For 210?
240 units.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so
all right,
so go ahead.
So I know it sounds like you need a bunch of money, but you don't, especially when you're buying in the right areas. Now it was worth $1.5 million, but I was able to negotiate it and get it for $850,000. Like any other real estate business, you understand what is the motivation for that seller. So that seller, he'd been in the business 35 years, owned these facilities outright, but his kids didn't want nothing to do with the business.
Right? Yeah.
He just wanted, you know, go off into the sunset, but he had a lot of delinquencies. So there's a lot of renters that just stopped paying because he wasn't up to date on the technology. He's still collecting cash, doing checks.
Yeah.
So finding distressed facilities like that that have potential, but is not being operated with the new modern strategies.
Yeah.
That's how I'm able to say, hey, look, you know, you got a great facility here. Got a lot of upside and potential, but there's 30% of these people that's still not paying. And that's because you chasing them, trying to collect cash, checks. Your system is not in place.
Yeah.
You know, we need to actually go and, you know, make sure that we,
evict people and stuff.
Yeah, we got to do all these cool things. We got to go in there and really get this facility where we need to be. It's going to cost us a lot of money to do that, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, let's negotiate. Let's get this thing done. $850,000 is where we landed. Now, another reason why I love self-storage is because It's not only real estate, it's a small business. So you qualify for the SBA 7A loan, which is a small business loan where you could go buy any business with only 10% down.
Oh, okay.
So $850,000.
Only
$85,000 down.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah. You know?
Well, I'm not going to say nothing. That's perspective, right? But $85,000
for investing, though.
You could use business credit cards, business lines of credit. You could raise it, 401k. You can raise $85,000.
Right? Yeah.
And now you're down, you get into the facility, and now you start running these different strategies to raise the value.
Got it. So let's take this $850,000 deal.
Yep.
So what do you think, what is the current rent being brought in?
Right now we're bringing in about...
Like before you bought it.
Yeah. Well, before I bought it?
Yeah.
It was bringing in about $110,000, a little over $100,000 total.
A year or a month?
A year.
Oh, a year. A year. 100K a year.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I was like, a month? What the hell? Yeah.
It was bringing in a year.
That's still good.
That's really good with delinquencies.
Yeah.
And with the rents being low and not raising rents.
Because like on an $850,000, so right now, let's just say I could buy a fourplex in Vegas in the absolute ghetto for $550,000. And each unit will rent for about $1,000. So that's like $4,000. So you're paying $850,000 and you're getting way more rent than like a average property out here.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So you said $100K a year. What do you think it'll cost to bring it up to like 2024 standards?
So our budget is for that working capital, $60,000.
That's it?
That's it.
For the all of them?
That's it.
No way.
Yeah. So when we buy facilities, you know, we want to look at the market, right? So in that market, it's Pennsylvania. It's not a new modern, you know, city like New York or Vegas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't need to go and do all the bells and whistles, right? We just doing landscaping. We doing new signage. We put some doors in. And that's one of the things I love about self-storage is you don't have to put in a new kitchen. No new bathroom, right?
Windows, right?
Yeah. You go in there. As long as the doors is good, they last you 30, 40 years. The roof, 60, 70 years, right?
Mm.
So all we're doing is power washing, if you need to, paint.
Yeah.
And that's really it.
So you're going to be in at like 9, 10 about.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so with these loans, so you have to get an SBA loan?
SBA loan, yeah.
You can't get like a hard money loan or something like that?
You can get whatever loan you want. I like SBA because you come down with the least amount of money, 10% down.
Do you get fixed rate 30 year or how does that work?
Unfortunately, no. With SBA is variable, so it could change.
And then for how long do you get these loans?
30 years.
30 years. Oh, so it's a 30 year variable rate loan.
Yeah.
Got it.
And, okay. Which is not typical for commercial. You
know, yeah.
Commercial real estate, you don't typically get those type of terms for 30 years.
What if someone wants to do this, but they don't have any like past experience with commercial loans? Can they still get an SBA loan?
Yeah, they can get an SBA loan. They may ask you for like a partner or a sponsor for somebody that's already been in the business. If it depending on the type of deal, like if it's a smaller deal, $500,000 or less, and it all depends on that lender too, right?
Yeah.
Because so one of the lenders that I use is Live Oak Bank, right? It's the number one lender when it comes to self storage, but they know the self storage business.
Yeah.
So they're willing to actually take a little bit more of a risk, even if it's somebody that's new, because they know the business model.
Yeah.
And one of the things that SBA does as a newbie, they assign you a business analyst. So now they have somebody that you need to meet with every quarter to go over your financials, and they make it mandatory for you to actually hire one of their preferred management companies.
Oh, so you have to hire a manager.
You have to hire a manager if you're a newbie.
Oh, okay, got it.
If you're a newbie, so you can get in the door, but they're going to make sure I'll give you the money under my terms. So work with our management company.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a business analyst. I actually like that because you're getting more support. You know, you're going to pay a little bit of money, but you're getting support around this big acquisition that you're doing.